There are stories stretching from Kuprianuk to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Yuganik, and Yuyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. History. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. Since the early 70s, Linda Lindbergh has lived year-round in Yuganik Bay. First, she lived in Pecker Spit and beach sand with her family. Then, they moved to the herring reduction plant and worked as watchmen there. Finally, they settled in Village Islands. In this story, Linda shares what it's like to raise children in the bush when you need a doctor. She was there with her young children, and her nephews were sent out. Needless to say, as young children tend to do, they got to fighting. So she sent them outside with some tools, telling them to do some yard work.
After a while, I was doing something in the other room, and one of the boys came in, and he was carrying Dusty and bawling his head off. And I said, "What did you do?" And he said, "I think I killed her." I said, "What?" And he said, I didn't mean to. She just got in my way. She stopped right in front of me when he was swinging the hoe, and he was mad. So, you know, and that blade come and it hit her. There was blood on her cheek and in her eye, and I thought, oh my gosh, she's put her eye out. And so I took her and carried her in. She was 5 or 6 years old. She wasn't very old. Took her and laid her down on the counter and got a washcloth and cleaned it up, and it wasn't so bad looking, but there were bone chips all along where he cut her. And I didn't know how bad it was, so I thought, well, I better see about getting her to town. And back in those days, I don't know if it's still the same now, but any plane that was in the vicinity when there was a call put in like that came right to wherever. Shauna and Joe, little Joe, nephew, but they jumped in the skiff and they took off to get to the cannery to call a plane. Well, somewhere between there and the cannery, they seen somebody they knew and they called, and the plane was here just within a few minutes. It wasn't hard. They hardly had time to get back to the house. My biggest thing was I didn't want to leave them there alone. I just told them, I said, "If I come back and I find out there's been any trouble, I'll kill you. There's not going to be any question about it, so you better behave yourself." And I said, "Shauna is in charge." And so there's no time at all. The plane was there, and we took off, and Warren, who was the pilot, he was a brother of my good friend, Chicky, and he's flying along there, and he said, "Oh, I can't hardly stand to look at that." And I said, "You fly, and I'll take care of this. You know, I don't need him passing out or something." I got her into the doctor, and she was fine. He put some stitches in it and closed it up, picked all the bone splinters out he could find. And well, it was a couple days before I got back out, because I had to wait until they could, you know, make sure she was okay, because they thought concussion or whatever. I got back out there, and it was just fine, very quiet, and kids were real polite and said, "We done what you said. We did work and we didn't fight, and that's a good thing, because I'm coming back with murder on my mind."
12-year-old Shauna had done a good job of taking care of the kids and following her mother's orders. Don't worry, listeners. Beyond Dusty and her bandaged head, no children were harmed over the course of this story. Thanks, Linda, for sharing this with us today. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.